Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you get all your sex information. You can listen to all of our shows. We're doing 4 shows a week, and there's lots of exciting stuff happening there. So thanks for checking out sexwithemily.com or emilymorris.com. It's all the same. And happy Monday. Mondays usually bum me out, but I'm feeling amazing today because I'm staring at Menace, and he just brightens up my day. How are you doing,
Why
Menace?
Are you always bummed out on Mondays? You should be happy to be back.
I am happy. I have the best job ever. And Mondays, because the weekends are so good, and then you're like Monday morning. But I feel great. I didn't even realize it was Monday. I'm like so happy, so
good.
I know. It's great.
Yeah.
And today's show, we're going to be talking about how to break up and just get over it. People flounder on the breakups. At least I know I spend a lot of time longer. I used to spend half the relationships trying to get out of them, whatever. Just break up. If you know it's done, we're going to tell you how to do it. And tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about how to make a sex tape. How about that? We'll also be reading your emails. Not that I'm a proponent of it, but if you're going to do it, you should do it right. Some topics today include kissing skills of our emails, kissing skills, the panty dropper. We're getting lots of emails with the panty dropper and the hand job debate. And you can call us. We've got Skype here. You can call us in, but you can't use your Skype. You got to use your phone. 415-992-7392. Another cool thing that you can do is leave us a message on our voicemail anytime, 415-992-7392, and we might play your message on the air. You can leave us a question, comments, what you'd like to hear on the show, anything. So leave us a message there. It'll be really fun. And don't forget about Free Fridays. We've got a free show every Friday. So if you missed last Friday's show, it was awesome. You can download it now. So that's what I got for you. We have a new poll up. Have you ever had a friends with benefits relationship? Go to the website and check that out. Vote on it. Let us know how it worked for you. That's what I got. And sex and news, and it's going to be a really fun day.
Good.
One more thing I got to do.
Yes.
I've got a book coming out. I brought a copy for everyone to look at. It comes out October 11th. You can buy it in stores, but you can pre-order it now at Amazon. And it's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. There's another book called Hot Sex from like years ago. So put in Hot Sex Emily and this will come up. I just have to show you, because this is a video podcast too. You know, you can all watch this, that there's some really hot photos in here. Ooh, mutual masturbation photo.
It's coming up clearly too on the camera.
On the camera. Let's see, what are some other good ones?
You can check it out later at sexwithemily.com if you're listening to audio podcast right now.
How about this one?
It's just full of them. Why don't you just pick one page? Wow.
There's lots of nudity, but they're illustrations and they're really sexy and hot. Lots of people with their like.
Yeah, but weren't they
look
like
at the shower one?
Weren't they like real photographs?
They're real photographs of people doing these things, having sex, and then we illustrated them. So
crazy.
Check out the book Hot Sex and go buy it because it's going to change your life. Over 200 things you can try tonight.
That's
I'm going to work my way through this book myself because I haven't necessarily I wrote it, but I haven't necessarily done everything in a while or all of it. So I'm going to work my way through it. I'm going to put little marks in it, little post-its on each page as I accomplish everything.
Say done.
That's my goal for 2012.
Good.
To like do it with someone. All these things. I'm going to be like, meet a guy at a bar. Be like, hey, would you mind doing
page 82? So check out this book. And would you like to go through this book with me?
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think so. So what's up? How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome. What'd I do? I was dead Friday. I was totally dead from that
Being up all night.
That crazy Spotify party. And then Saturday I went to a hockey game to a penthouse skybox and it was like filled to the brim with everything that I love, food and alcohol. And that was really cool. I got to like really conversate with like people outside my usual network of people.
Uh-huh.
So that was a lot of fun.
See, remember, we talked about
we talked about this, how I wouldn't – this isn't something that I would go to, even though there is free alcohol and food. But I went there and I met some cool people.
That's great. See, that happens.
Yeah.
It's good to reach outside your comfort zone. This we're talking about – we're referring to the show last week. We talked about – if you're single, how to meet someone. Because a lot of people think, oh, I'd never meet anyone. I'd never go out. We're saying do something different. Accept every invitation you get or just go outside your comfort zone. So Menace went outside his comfort zone. Did you meet anyone interesting?
Yeah, I met a really cute girl that just moved in like two days ago
to
from D.C.
Oh, and, awesome.
Yeah, so she was asking me all about the city. So that was cool. I can spread my knowledge of everything around
That's
here.
That's good. You're useful for that.
That was fun because, you know, if you get to one chick, there's many chicks behind that,
exactly.
too.
She must have friends here.
Yeah, and if you just look out for the girl that doesn't have friends.
Exactly.
That's trouble.
My friend married a girl. He's divorced now, but he married a woman who had no friends, and he's like, that should have been my first sign.
Yeah.
Like, someone with no friends, like, she had no one to be in the wedding. Like, she was, like, scraping buckets, like, do you be my wedding? Will you be my wedding? Like, they walked down the aisle, did the whole thing, and then they got divorced. He's like, that should have been a sign.
So here's another thing, though.
What?
Really, really fun and exciting. So before the hockey game was at night, so I was just kind of killing time. And I was I had to go do something, but it was by a Halloween store.
Okay.
And I thought, because you know I'm huge into Instagram, which is is an app for your phone that you take photos with. So I go, I'm gonna go in there and check out all the costumes and see if I can put a funny one on for my Instagram. So go in there and immediately I see a Teletubbies.
Oh my God.
Teletubbies outfit, right?
Okay.
So I go, I have to try it on. So I put it on and I took a picture and people loved it so much. They go, you have to buy it. So I bought it.
You bought it?
I bought it.
Is it purple?
It's purple. And I have a funny story after that. Don't interrupt yet because it's so funny. So I took a picture of that. The next day I pretended, I put it on and I pretended I was making breakfast. And I put it up on Instagram again. It like blew up. Like my friends that work at Instagram want me to do like a daily series of me dressed up like the guy. So the one that I picked, and I didn't know until after I posted the second photo, is Tinky Winky. And Tinky Winky supposedly is the gay one.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know until everyone
said. Not only are you dressing as a Teletubby, but you're dressing up as a gay Teletubby.
As a gay Teletubby.
Me.
So if you want to see the photos.
I'm glad you're so comfortable with your masculinity.
Yeah, they're on my Instagram and people are loving them.
Oh my God. Yeah, Instagram, whitemenace.com. White Menace, whatever.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Are you going to really be in on Halloween?
Yeah, of course. I don't care.
Okay, that's good. Why not be you have no issues with gay people being a gay Teletubby?
I don't care.
Do you think Bert and Ernie are gay?
That's what a lot of people are saying, that they should just come out as a...
I know. They like take baths together. Remember?
But that was like an article not too long ago.
Are the Teletubbies still around? Like, they still do shows?
I don't know.
I just remember there was a whole gay controversy about them.
Yeah, so I just saw it and I thought it was funny, so I put it on.
I want to see it. Let me see.
Here's me making breakfast as the
Teletubbies. Oh my God, I love it. That is hilarious.
So if you...
You look so cute, Menace. That totally looks like you from behind with the purple butt.
And then I'll send you guys the photos so you can put it on the website.
Oh, we'd love to do that. We need to post more photos on the website.
sexwithemily.com. I'll send you the Teletubby photo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Oh, I love when you do that right now. So you met a cute chick and... oh, that's good. I went to a gay wedding.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was really, really beautiful. It was over the top. It was like it was the straightest gay wedding I've ever been to, in the sense of they did the traditional, like, had their moms walk them down, dads walk them down the aisle, or had they actually had their moms walk them down the aisle. There was, like, beautiful flowers. It was packed. It was, like, 200 people. It was at Cavallo Point, which is down underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, like, right over the bridge. It was beautiful, mm-hmm. like, views of the bay, and lots of people there, and they – you know, it was a really beautiful union. They cried. They had the great, they were crying and these beautiful vows and stuff like that. And it was really, it was a little over the top. It was like lots of like photographers and food, and they did fireworks over the Golden Gate Bridge, and they had cake with two grooms on the top instead of a bride and a groom. It was really funny.
Did you meet any hot guys there?
No, I couldn't tell. Like, yes, I met a ton of hot guys, but I'm like, are you gay or straight?
I was watching the Millionaire Matchmaker. The other day, it's on Bravo, and all the dudes there are just ridiculously like ripped, tan,
really?
Like totally in shape. But some of them, like my gaydar didn't go off. Like I didn't.
There's a Millionaire Matchmaker set up gay men too. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
It's the Millionaire Matchmaker, right. But sometimes she does gay men.
Right.
And this episode, it was two gay men.
Okay.
And all the dudes that she got are just like ridiculously ripped.
Oh yeah, and beautiful. I mean, there were so many beautiful men, and I just assumed they were all gay. But the wedding. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I saw some old friends I hadn't seen in a while.
You went there with a? Did you go there with a single?
I went there with
single?
My friend, a woman.
Yeah,
she invited me as her.
Was
date.
She single?
Yeah, she's single.
Did she go out there on the prowl? Or she was?
Yeah,
just
but
back
she didn't mind anyone either. She didn't meet anyone either. We didn't meet anyone.
Really?
We met nice people, but we didn't. There was no love connections. I wasn't making out with anyone on the dance floor.
That's usually the best place to hook up.
At weddings? I know. We had a story a few weeks ago that most people cheat at weddings.
Yeah,
that's the most common place for people to cheat.
All the chicks are horned up and drunk.
Totally.
And
I looked great.
Married.
It was a white wedding. We all had to wear white. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's the photos?
I didn't take any.
Wow.
I'm getting my iPhone 5 soon. And I'll be taking pictures all the time, and I'll be on Instagram and all that stuff like
good.
You do, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, and I appreciate your email, your text this week, and helping me work my television set. And I did turn it on and watch that show that you told me to watch.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
sweet.
I did. So he's telling me what to watch. And if you guys have any suggestions about shows I should watch, I just got cable feedback at sexwithemily.com.
Welcome.
It was fun. It took me a second to turn it on, and then I noticed there was on the remote, there's an all on button.
What?
And it was like, whoa, it's all going to turn on now. And my whole world changed.
Oh, and there's something else that's really cool that I got to tell you. Because now you have on demand, they have Bridesmaids, and you totally have to watch
Bridesmaids. The movie. I heard it was amazing.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Okay.
Just click, there's a button that says on demand on there.
Okay. I know the on-demand button.
You click the on-demand button, and you use the little arrows that go down to movies, and then you click just in, and click that, and then you'll find it there.
I love it.
Remember the text message I sent you over the weekend? It
you
was like step by step.
He goes, scroll down, arrow to the right.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Arrow left.
I laughed so hard. He was like, arrow right, scroll down, press this button. I'm like, I'm not that challenged, but I actually am sometimes. I didn't know. Okay, we've got some sex in the news.
Okay, what do you got?
That's what I got. Kirstie Alley is looking for a man to madly, deeply love her. Now that she's mastered Dancing with the Stars, strutted her stuff as the most recent New York Fashion Week, and oh yeah, lost 100 pounds, a 6-year-old actress and former Jenny Craig spokeswoman is searching for a man. She wants someone who loves me deeply and is madly in love with me for me. She said she's been divorced twice and she's looking for a mate now. And she says, for now, for the first time, she knows exactly what she wants in a man. I want someone who has my back, who is courageous and brave. So she didn't want to have fat sex when she was overweight. So she's looking, I guess she's skinny now.
Mm-hmm.
She said the easiest thing on the planet is to find sex, but I don't see any merit in that. She's 60 already. I can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, she looks good.
Yeah.
She's
a beautiful woman.
It's weird because she got kicked off the Weight Watchers thing because she never lost weight. Like you can.
Oh, that's a bummer.
You can never, but instantly when she stopped doing it, she lost weight.
Right.
It was
That's
interesting.
That is interesting. I didn't know that she got kicked off. That's so funny. What were you going to say?
I met a married couple over the weekend.
Yes.
And they were married 48 years.
Wow.
And they go, this is the advice that we have.
Go.
They go, you just have to marry your best friend.
Oh.
That's it. You got to, for it to work, you got to marry your best friend.
Really?
Yeah. So you got to look for your best friend to marry.
That's good. Write that down. marry your best friend. They say that. They say that. But do you want to bone your best friend? Like, you have to have chemistry, too.
Mm-hmm.
don't you think?
I like how you just these people married 48 years and you throw it out the door. You'd be like, yeah, but
are they? I don't know. No, yeah. You're right. I think it's like someone that you love hanging out with. Totally, yeah. Someone you love hanging out with. They were still hot for each other.
Yeah,
I love that. It's like my mom and my stepdad. They're so hot for each other. My mom's going to be on the show this week, Thursday. Yeah. She's going to be in town, so we got to think of good questions to ask her. I'm very excited about that. She's coming to visit me.
Did you have the Justin Bieber story?
I don't think so. What is it?
I'll tell you the Justin Bieber story.
Just go. Tell me now. I don't have it.
So Justin Bieber, he's dating Selena Gomez. He's 17. She's 19. And this was all over TMZ, one of my favorite websites, the other day. He took her to a concert at the Nokia Theater, which is right next to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. And it was a total surprise. And he told her after the concert, like, oh, hey, come here, follow me. So he goes down into like the basement of the Nokia Theater, where there's a tunnel that will go to the Staples Center. So she followed him in the tunnel, and then when they get out into the Staples Center, which is a 22,000 people seated arena, it was totally empty, and in the middle was a dinner for two.
Oh.
So he had a dinner for two, and then while they're eating, then the movie Titanic started playing on the Jumbotron.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a sweet date.
Yeah, the kid's 17.
He's 17, and he's rolling that way.
And he
rented out the Staples Center.
The Staples Center.
Yeah, that kid's going to be so effed up one day. When you have that much money and that much power at that age, it's not going to be pretty. But it's probably fine at 17.
Hell yeah. You got to live it up.
Hell yeah.
How are you going to say no at 17?
Oh, my God. You wouldn't say no. That's a good story. Didn't know it. God, what are some like the most romantic dates that people have had? Like, what's something that someone did for you that just blew your mind? Yeah,
that's what my assistant said. What is something like the craziest
that you've
thing
done?
You ever did?
Yeah, email me feedback@sexwithellie.com. What was the most over the top thing that someone's done for you?
Yeah,
I don't have many that come to mind. I have
really?
Like, I mean, I had like trips and stuff. Like, I had a guy. Like our second date, we went to Mexico. That was
crazy
fun.
For how long?
Wasn't that crazy? But it was. For like a week, 5 days.
Yeah, I did. I've said it before. Is that one where I said, "Oh, we're gonna go have dinner and then go to a club," and then I ended up taking this chick to an airport, and then we went to Vegas for like 8 hours.
I remember that.
And then
right?
the next day, yeah, and then the next day we flew out at like 6 a.m. and got back.
That's fun. That's fun. That can. I haven't done anything like that lately. I'd like someone to do something very special.
You got
to
tell the men you're hanging out with to step up their game.
I know, and I don't. It's so funny because every time I'm dating a dating guy, like I'm like tell my friends, I'm like, oh, he did the nicest thing. He blah blah. He, you know,
he wrote
walked my dog for me. He walked my dog for me, and they're like, he should do that sometimes. Or like, he just, everything that I think is so nice that a guy does, my friends are like, that's exactly what guys should do. And I just appreciate when men do nice things. Yeah. I'm like,
as
anything.
You should. Don't let those bitches bring you down.
I know. Those bitches are like, those bitches,
because
those
they
bitches
take their,
say to me.
Because they take their man for granted.
I'm like,
that's
oh,
why.
He tells me I'm beautiful all the time. Like, that's what he should do.
Oh, see?
He does tell me I'm beautiful.
Jaded ass bitches.
Okay. Tariq Salahi on Runaway Wife. She wanted more money, more fame. So she's the one from the Real Housewives, right, of D.C. She's the one who snuck into the White House. She's in the news again.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Today Show Friday morning, an emotional Tariq Salahi opened up to Matt Lauer about wife's McCauley's affair with Journey band member Neil Schon. For a while, he thought his wife was abducted, not sleeping with another man. Can you imagine? You think your wife is abducted? Oops, she's just boning some other dude?
I don't know if any of this is legit, for real.
Really?
Like, to be honest, I think a lot of it's for publicity. But I, on the other
maybe
hand,
maybe they are. She's our fate. It says that she had possibly been abducted, spread quickly, with some sources claiming this was yet another publicity stunt from the fame hungry couple, best known for crashing a White House party.
But yeah, she could be extra fame hungry, and now she's just kicking with the guy from Journey.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I feel bad that she left with that teary-eyed, speculated to Laura that his wife is probably down, doing something else.
That's what happens when you're fame whores.
Exactly. Like, why are you looking at me? You're the fame whore. If anyone's a fame whore, it's
I'm not
more
looking
you.
At you. I'm just saying.
Oh. You happen to be looking at me, but you're not looking at me.
I'm just saying if you're with a chick that's a fame whore, don't be surprised when she dumps you.
Right. Exactly.
Guaranteed. If you
Menace thinks that they're all the women that are going to dump, or when they get successful.
Mm-hmm.
When women get more successful, they're going to dump their counterpart.
In entertainment.
Their partner.
I don't know about in the business world, but I think in entertainment, definitely.
I don't know. I'd like to be with a guy who, I wouldn't mind making way more than the guy that I'm dating and I could like buy him nice things and take care of him, that would be really nice.
That sounds awesome.
I know.
I wish there was more people out there. I think that would be great.
That's kind of how my mom is. Like, my mom makes more than my stepdad, mm-hmm. and like, she's kind of the bread. I mean, he does well, but she's like always in the breadwinner, always been like, mm-hmm. stuff. I like a mom like that. So I feel like I have no problem with that. So that's going to happen to me soon when I make a ton of money. Okay, Match.com survey says only 6% of people, 6% of single people are unhappy. There's lots of news lately about single people because last week was Unmarried and Single Americans Week.
Yeah.
We missed it. No, we didn't miss it. We celebrated it. But so only 6% of people are unhappy. Single people are unhappy. Leave it to the experts at Match to climb into the brains of singles all over the country and come up with some very interesting facts when it comes to the lovely state of being single. They surveyed 5,000 single Americans to see just how they felt about their non-relationship status and found that only 6% called themselves unhappy. Singles between 55 and 64 and 21 and 34 were found to be the happiest at all stages of all the stages ranked. So a recent study with Zeus said that 64% of single men are more productive in the workplace when they're in a relationship, while 53% of single women said their work ethic dived when they were coupled up. It's true. When you get a new relationship, you dive. But that's good to know that people are – I think being single is awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
Single
– I'm such a more of a single person.
I hate working with people that have significant others because they don't do as much.
Right.
As
they're like, gotta get home for dinner.
Yeah. I'm like, we still got work to do. Come on.
I know. Yeah. You should be telling you to hire young people who are in relationships. And once they get in a relationship, you don't.
Yeah. Can I have you move your mic just a little bit?
Oh,
over?
Is that what you were telling me?
Yeah. Kind of suggesting.
Like
a
that?
A little bit.
More in
maybe
front?
Just in front. As front as possible. There
like
you
that?
Go. Yeah.
Okay. Is Sarah and Todd Palin's marriage on the rocks? The release of a new tell-all biography about Sarah Palin, written by her next-door neighbor of all people, mm-hmm. may be the catalyst – oh, my God. Maybe the catalyst for a total marriage meltdown between Palin and her husband, Todd. According to The Inquirer, Searching for the Real Sarah Palin book is chock-full of stories that, if true, could ruin not only a marriage but a political career. She's been destroyed by the biography. It covers all of her lies, her secrets, her cover-up. It says that she – some of the things – we talked about this last week, but it was like that she like smoked pot or had affairs.
No, she did like coke and all that stuff.
She did coke.
Yeah, but she actually makes
– she should just become a Democrat now. She smoked pot and she had an affair.
She actually makes fun of that guy who wrote the book about her in her old television show that she had. Where
really?
She like showed him on camera, was like, "Oh, there he is again," and he had like binoculars and all this stuff.
Oh my
like,
god, that would suck if your next door neighbor. My next door neighbor. So I live in an apartment building with 6 units, and we mm-hmm. share a wall. My neighbor, like, it's very thin walls. Like, for sure, she hears me whenever I'm having sex or doing anything. Two women live next door. Anyway, they could totally write a tell-all book. They hear my conversations. That really scares me.
Yeah,
you can't trust anybody.
No,
you can't trust anybody. So that's about Sarah Palin. Yeah, that would suck to have someone write a biography about you with all your dirty secrets.
Can I tell the listeners? I know they can hear you because I get here early sometimes, and I'm sitting in a soundproof booth, and I can hear you from across the building coming out of the elevator. And you're not even saying anything. It's just your shoes. I can just hear.
I wear high heels.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
I'm very
clunk,
loud.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
My neighbors probably hate me. And so, they're going to write a bad tell-all book.
And it's always, we're here at the Stitcher office, and I always have to go, shh, shh.
I don't think they hate me, though, here. They're
no,
fine.
They don't hate you. It's just, you know, as you can tell, they're all very
they're
quiet.
They're so quiet here. Yeah. They need me to come in and pep them up at
Do
lunchtime. Totally. Hey, everyone. Okay, Kendra Wilkinson's craziest sex location spots. You won't believe all of them.
No way.
In her new tell-all book, Being Kendra, Cribs, Cocktails, and Getting My Sexy Back, she freely talks about her sex life with her husband. Is nothing sacred anymore? Mm-hmm. Hank Bassett. Being that she's a former Playboy bunny, it's no shock that she's open about her sexual relationships. In a juicy chapter called The Birds and the Bees, she explains her theory on why having sex in bed can be dull. Sex in a bed is so damn boring. I tried to avoid the bed as much as possible, so why limit yourself? The bed is the bed. It's where you sleep and read. Would you exercise in bed? No, so I try not to have sex there. It's just not an exciting place to be. So she says sex in the middle of the workplace. Doesn't get better than that, she says. You should do it in front of a mirror. If you're confident and feel hot, she says, do it in front of a mirror. She says, if you want a spice of your sex life, a mirror will do it. You can never have enough mirrors. She says they do it 2 to 3 times a week. And the craziest place they ever had sex together, a jet ski in Cabo.
A jet ski?
In the middle of the ocean.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool. That's hot.
I fully endorse that.
I fully endorse that, but you're afraid someone would fall off. Hopefully you're wearing a life preserver or something.
I've had sex in like limos and backstage at concerts and
right,
stuff like that.
Right, me too. We talked about that.
But that's the craziest thing.
Yeah, my craziest thing was like on the gondola or at the music festival and backstage or on the ice rink.
But the jet ski is pretty cool.
Jet ski is pretty cool. I think she's probably inspiring people all around the country right now, all around the world. $1 million is a reward offered for proof of gay or straight sex with Rick Perry.
Now, who is Rick Perry?
He's a Texas governor. Hustler magazine's head hustler Larry Flint is offering a big, fat, juicy $1 million reward for proof of gay or straight sex with Texas Governor Rick Perry. The call for adulterers ran today in the Austin Chronicle and was picked up by half the internet shortly after. He said, the reason why we decided to run the ad, otherwise we wouldn't do it, Flint said. We hope to get leads. If we do, we have good investigators to put on the story.
Why do they care about Rick Perry?
Because there's been all this controversy lately.
Is he married or something?
No, I can't even really know. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. Rumors of Perry's extramarital dalliances have plagued him for years, but unlike other political figures embroiled in sex scandals, his sex life on the side has gone both ways. So apparently he's playing both sides of the field. And they want to find, like, you know, gay men and women he slept with. So
I guess
you get $1 million if you give him a good tip.
I was looking at Gawker today. That's why I knew that. I was thinking, well, where did I see that Rick Perry? And there's a video of girls rapping about him. But I guess they pulled it down because I just looked right now. It's not there.
Which website was it?
Gawker?
Right, Gawker. I love Gawker.
Yeah,
Gawker's an amazing website. I actually know Gawker. I like Gawker. I appreciate it. Okay, let's get into some emails from listeners.
Okay, cool.
Was there something else you were going to say?
No. I'm just, you know, putting a little pep into it.
A little pepping
it
up.
Yeah.
Am I not peppy?
A little under peppy today. Just to turn up the pep meter.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel so peppy and so happy.
One or two peps.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to read your emails now that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you did just the Q&A on our website. It's really easy. You just send me an email. And you know, if you're a Friends with Benefits member, we read your emails first. I'm like your on-call sex doctor all the time, giving you all the sex information you need. Okay, and answering your questions. Emily, how important is a guy's ability to deliver a kiss to you? If a guy kisses really well, does that make up for other things he might not do as well? As importantly, can a guy who struggles to deliver the kiss ever make it up somewhere else? Thanks, Jeff. He's from Dublin, California. He's a Friends with Benefits member.
Dublin?
I think the kiss is really important, but I think that you can work on the kiss. Like, I think if the kissing isn't down, it's kind of hard to get into the other stuff, although I've definitely been with guys for a period of time where I'm like, I don't even remember kissing them, but I know we have sex or I know whatever, and the sex can be good. But I do think when you kiss well with someone, it's amazing, and I think that you can really work on it. And something to do is if you're not sure if someone's kissing, if you're not quite jiving, say, I'm going to show you how I like to be kissed, and you show me how you like to be kissed, and then you guys can kind of work out some kind of arrangement. Because I think kissing is a give and take, and between two people, it's like a dance. Kissing is a dance, and we're not all going to kiss the same way. So I don't think it's a deal breaker. I think that you can work on it, but if you try to work on it, it doesn't work. Some people think, well, if I'm not attracted to this guy, I am going to end it. But I think it's important that a guy can deliver a good kiss, sure. But I'm not saying it's a deal breaker if he can't, because we can work on it.
You have reformed kissers, bad kissers?
Yes.
You have?
Definitely.
I don't think I have.
No?
I just don't.
You just dump
kiss
them?
No, I don't dump them, but it's just
you're like,
I don't,
oh, that would be the last time we're going to kiss.
I just don't kiss them as much as right. If I would kiss a good kisser, you know?
Right. But when you have a good kisser, and it's like, it is like dancing. It's like everything just, it's amazing when you just kind of flow together and kiss the right way. I love that shit.
I haven't seen that many people kissing in public anymore.
Really?
It's weird. People need to start doing that. Yeah.
You don't go out enough.
No, I go out. I walk through the city every day. I don't see anybody kissing.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I do see people up in the club doing way too much than they should, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like full make out almost to
having sex.
Oh, my
God, totally. I see that, too, in the clubs. But when I go to the clubs. But
just out in public, can't give, you know, your significant other a little peck.
Little kiss, yeah.
What's up with that?
But kissing is, I don't know. I never noticed that. I live in a neighborhood, maybe not. People have babies, a bunch of babies. They're probably not kissing anymore. But kissing is the first thing that goes in a relationship. after you're with someone for a while, you stop kissing, and it always bums me out. So I think if you're not kissing, you got to back off. You got to bring it back to the relationship.
Yeah.
Very important.
I love kissing.
I love kissing, too. It's like my favorite thing. Like, I could kiss all night. But the problem is, I think also sometimes couples stop kissing, and then they feel like if they start kissing, it means, oh, now we have to sex. So maybe some women pull back from it because they say a woman doesn't want to have sex. Let's just give example. And she thinks if I start kissing you, but a kiss can just be a kiss. You can just make out with someone and not actually have sex. Like, a lot of times you think it's going to lead to it, but a nice make out, hot make out session is awesome.
Yeah, but then the guy has to go masturbate later.
I know, because he got a boner, and then that's why what happens is he gets a boner, and then he wants to have sex. But sometimes you just want to make out.
How old do you have to be to stop
saying the word boner?
No. How old do you have to be? Because I don't see too many older people holding hands. What's up with that? I love holding hands.
I love holding hands, too.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. I see people holding hands. I hold hands. With people. Yeah, a guy I've been dating. Like, we hold hands.
Hold hands? Just walking down the street?
Yeah, we hold
hands. Don't see that either. Once in a while, I'll see it. Because then I have to, like, figure out how to get around them. But it's not as open either. What the hell?
You think it's changed? Like, you think there used to be people holding hands hands across America, and now there's no hands?
You know me. I like to go back to, like, the 50s.
I know.
And the doo-wop days.
I think that
people were more lovey-dovey back then. Or maybe that's just movies.
Maybe everyone's miserable right now, and they're not in good relationships. I think holding hands and kissing is, like, my favorite thing. And when I'm with a guy who's not into that, like, I think I'm a little more – like, if there's a PDA spectrum, like, I'm on the high end of the PDA. Like, I would totally make out holding hands in public. I love that.
Yeah.
Not the kissing. I don't like love making out in the restaurant or something. Like, I don't want someone to be like, get a room. But, but you know, I appreciate the kissing. And
but
stuff.
In a work atmosphere, I'm kind of hands off too. Like, if I'm at a, even though it's like, you know, a public area.
Right.
I'm not too hands on when at a concert or something
When you're on a date, do you hold her hand?
Yeah, if that is what we're doing, is holding hands, then
if you're at that stage of your relationship,
yeah.
Would you ever hold hands on the first date?
On the first date? Depends on how well it's going.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
And I want to hold her hand.
Oh, I want to hold your
All right.
The drink you mentioned the other night, Jeremy, you mentioned the other night.
Spreading it around the world.
The panty dropper is not the conventional drink recipe known by bartenders. Could Menace have mistaken the name?
No.
This is from John from Lewiston, Maine, and he wrote shot of good vodka. Or did you write this in, Kelsey? No. Shot of good vodka, 4 drops of ginger ale, squeeze half lime, few drops of grenadine. That's what you did say.
Yeah. The drink is called, and every bartender will know this, the drink is called a Moscow Mule.
Right.
But the grenadine, when you drop it in, it makes the light drops of grenadine. When you drop it in, it makes it pink. And so that's why it's called the panty dropper.
Okay. Well,
so
I think
the Moscow Mule itself, I mean, the grenadine is not necessary. That's just makes it the official.
It makes it pink, like a Cosmo.
Yeah, but the Moscow Mule is an amazing drink.
We did. Yeah. I love it. We posted on the website. We did. We posted a blog post about it, and we've been talking about it a lot because it's amazing. I'm not a big drinker. It's very hard for me to digest certain alcohol, and I can digest that, no problem.
So
I
if you
slam those.
Yeah, so if you walk up to a bar and you go, hey, can I get a panty dropper? Most likely they won't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Just ask for a Moscow Mule and you'll be taken
care
of.
And maybe with grenadine if you want to.
And just say, hey, yeah, can I get a couple shots of grenadine in there? And then you'll be good.
Good to go. I appreciate that, Menace. Okay, hey, Emily, love your podcast. And you are both beautiful and sexy, which is rare. Keep it up.
Oh, you just read it just to get a compliment?
No, we are both beautiful and sexy.
No,
so it's a compliment
it's not.
To you. Yeah,
they
yeah.
didn't say that by me. You're both beautiful.
You are both. He gets into you. No. Oh.
See?
Well, because then he gets into you later.
Oh, what's it say about me?
He says nice things about you later.
Okay.
Hey, Emily, love your podcast. You are both beautiful and sexy. Okay. I thought he was saying both of us are beautiful and sexy.
No. See, I read that right away.
I didn't. I wasn't. Go ahead. You're both beautiful and sexy, which is rare to keep up. I read it twice. I just have to ask, from listening to you over the years, I feel you want to be in love, but just don't trust it. And since you hate to fail, you feel getting married and choosing the wrong one while having you feel stuck and somewhat of a failure, leaving you not to trust your intuitive side, which you depend on when you make your decisions. Is this what you think when it comes to relationships and why you figured to just go in the directions you choose? By the way, I'm glad to see you allow Menace to be more vocal on the show and not be afraid that he was taking over the show. I love how he makes your blood boil. It's kind of hot. Keep it up, Menace.
No, I know how to sit back.
D Omega, Boynton Beach, Florida. He's a premium member. De Omega, Do Emeja, Amaja. It's a great name. I can't pronounce it. I'm really, really sorry. But thank you for being a premium member. Okay.
I can address two of the things.
Okay, fine. Menace is going to psychoanalyze me.
I'll analyze you first, and then you can respond to all of it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's do the thing with the show. I think how the show works, because I said, this is your show. I just sit back and let you – I just try to help the show.
Right.
I don't try to take it over.
Right.
I can sit back, let you be the star. But if it was Menace and Emily, of course I would dominate people.
Right.
I'm just kidding. And then the other thing is, this guy's totally wrong about analyzing it. You just want a polyamory relationship.
Let's just announce it
and say that's what you want.
He thinks I want to be in an open relationship and sleep with multiple men.
Yeah. Done deal. Just say it. Admit it. Done. You like to be in a relationship, but just the option to, you know,
I would like, okay, in a perfect world, I'd be with a guy and I'd be able to bone other guys.
Yeah.
But I don't think
that's what you want.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's happening.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but that is what your heart desires. I desire a threesome. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Dude, I can totally hook you up with a threesome. No problem.
No, I don't want the people you're going to hook me up with.
How do you know? No,
I know. You're going to find some freaks that go to like some vagina rubbing freaking group. I don't want people like that.
Clitoris rubbing.
Yeah, don't want it. Don't want it. I'll find my own.
Yeah, how's that going for you? How's that going for you?
I haven't really pursued it lately.
Yeah.
Maybe it could happen.
Okay.
Could happen.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about you. I think you could. Will you come in and tell us when it happens?
Yes.
No, you won't.
I have a girl that's totally down. I just got to find another one.
Really?
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be hard. She should be finding
the
girl.
See, I just haven't really been pursuing it that much.
She should find the girl. Is this the girl that's living with you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. You should totally do it. Okay. Anyway, Emily, I challenge Menace about the handjob debate. If he had a lover who said, I like touching you, but I don't feel like having sex right now. Maybe she knows his attitude to her period. But it would turn me on to give you a handjob. Would he say, no thanks, then go and masturbate? Anyway, thanks for the great podcast. Keep up the good work.
Hell yeah, I would say no thank you.
You'd say no thank you you'd rather go masturbate than have a woman give you a handjob.
Yeah, look, I know I'm weird. I know I'm weird, but I don't do anything just to get laid or to get off. I'm sorry.
But if you're turned on by this woman, she's your girlfriend. She's like, sorry, honey, I got cramps. And she wants to give you a handjob.
That's fine. If you're not into it, then it's fine.
What if she wanted to perform oral sex on you?
Then yes, I will accept it. But the handjob is a waste of a goddamn time.
It is. You've never had a good one.
And I can hold off until she's okay, and then we can go do other things. I don't need to get a hand job every single day of my life, every time I get an opportunity to get a hand job.
But you never even take the opportunity to get a hand job.
Because I don't want it.
Hand jobs are awesome. Lots of lube, hands, double hands.
Yeah. I hate guys, and I've said this before, I hate guys that just bend over backwards to do anything to get laid or to impress a woman or to get it with a woman. I hate guys like that. Mm-hmm. Guys that will, if they see an attractive woman, like with her cans hanging out, that they have to turn around and comment
tell
all their friends about
it. That's a lot of dudes.
Or
a lot of guys like that out there.
They never get, like, there'll be a hot woman that they really are into, and then they just, they know the woman is taking advantage of them and just, like, doing anything for that chick. Like, dude, she's not going to sleep with you. Get over it,
yeah,
you know?
I guess so.
I guarantee you, if you change your attitude to say, screw that chick, then she's going to be want to be all over your dick. I'll say probably 70% of the time.
If you start ignoring her.
Yeah, and not
it's
getting
so
her that
basic, Menace. It's so not true.
I know, but so not true? It's
like
totally true.
If you ignore
true.
A chick, and then she's going to want to come around and suck
if
your
you cock. Don't put her on a pedestal like all the other guys around here, guaranteed. Guaranteed you're going to have a way better chance than those dudes that are sucking
her dick. I mean, sometimes that depends who you're dealing with. If people are dealing with their egos, those are people who are ego-based. But I like to be put on a pedestal by, like, the guy I'm dating. Like,
of course you do.
But I don't treat him like
you're
crap.
You're not in the – I'm not saying these chicks treat him like crap, but they kind of lead them on like they're going to get laid. And they're not.
And they're not going to get laid.
Yeah.
Do you think women do that a lot? They lead men on like they're going to get laid and then they don't lay them?
Yes. Yes.
Really? They're like, oh, I'm going to give it up tonight, baby. And then they don't.
Well, they don't say it in that way, but, you know.
They just keep stringing you along and using you for shit?
Yes.
That's sad, Menace.
I'm not saying you're thinking is me. No, I can spot that shit right away.
Right.
Here's a good thing for you to know when to cut off a chick.
Okay.
If you call up a girl and you say, "So what are you doing Saturday? You busy?" And she goes, I don't know. Why? What's going on?" It doesn't. Well, the moment she says that, "Why? What's going on?" Then you should cut her off. Because
why?
It doesn't matter what's going on. I'm offering for you to hang out with me. It doesn't matter what we're going to go do.
I would say why what's going on.
Yeah, of course. Because you're going to want another option. Well, I might have a better party to go to.
Yeah. I don't want to commit without knowing.
Cool.
I hate
you're,
when people,
you're a chick that do you know I don't want to hang out
okay,
with then.
Do you know what I hate when people are like, "What are you doing Friday?" I'm like, what if it's something that I don't want to do? So I have to be like, "Well, I might have plans, but let me
yeah,
me know
but
what
if you're
thinking.
Really into me, it doesn't matter.
It's true.
That's what I'm saying.
It's true. Unless you wanted me to go to some big club that was not fun with
cool,
DJs.
But that sucks. But if you're really into me, you would bear that crappy club
that's
and
true.
You would go out with me.
But the way
but
that's a normal response. Hey, what's going on? So what's going on? That just if she just said to you if you said, "What are you doing Saturday?"
Okay.
And she goes, "Anything you want, baby," that would be lame.
No. She'd be like, "Oh, we should go do something." Yes.
I would say no. She's not going to say
yes.
Of course,
you
right
would
away.
Say because that's your style.
Because that's me. That's me. We got different styles. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I it's a good point. Okay, Emily.
You always have to counteract everything I say, and we don't do this on purpose.
Do I do that all the time?
Yeah, it's you can't agree
oh, no,
with me
no,
on something.
No, no,
no. No. But
I
I'm just saying that.
That
we don't
I agree
like
with
fake
you on that.
We don't fake it just for argument.
Uh-uh.
This is really how you feel.
I know.
You know, and this is really how I feel. I just want to express that.
Yeah. We're not,
you know?
We don't plan this stuff. Who's got time? Okay. It's just so easy. Emily, first, Stitcher is great, but having you and Menace together there is even better. We love Stitcher. It's an app that you download for your smartphone, any phone, iPad. Second, as you once said, flirting is fun. I'm probably seeing more of an opinion or comment than asking a question. I'm probably seeking more of an opinion or comment than asking a question. I've worked with a woman for the past 3 years, and we become good friends. I really enjoy her a lot, and we connect via text and phone outside work. She's 20 years younger. She's 26 and 46. And one of those women that fits the phrase, "If I were single and much younger, what if?" question. She is hot. I'm happily married, and she's not married, but living with a longtime boyfriend. In the past few months, she's been entering my personal space much more noticeably. One arm hugs, bumping each other, and having body leaning. Just a lot of touching, though nothing inappropriate. Okay, Emily, give me your perspective. Is she just messing with me, having fun, or maybe something else? Why do women use their suggestive powers to mess with guys? Menace, I would love to hear your take as well.
Goddamn right, I just said it.
This is just for Menace, this next part.
Okay.
You are right. Droid technology is incredible. When is Sex with Emily getting a droid app? Keep the great shows. You're awesome, Dean. Will you help me do the droid app?
Man, I really don't know any droid developers, which really sucks because we're in the home of droid in Mountain View, California, which is not too far from San Francisco, is Google. And they have like one of their main offices for droid there.
I know. I just need to prioritize it and finding the droid.
If you can find somebody that's smart enough to use this program online, it's called go to appinventor.googlelabs.com.
Okay.
And you can build your own Android app online. If there's a listener that can figure out how to use that program and build the app, I'm sure Emily would be
I'd love it. Actually, one listener did email me about droid stuff, so someone else can email me too. Okay, well, let's go back to his issue. I kind of think you're married. I think she's flirting with you. She likes the attention. I'm sure you're an attractive, interesting man. I would say that why are women messing with you? I mean, you're messing right back with her. She's leaning into you. You're leaning into her. I don't think that anything good is going to come with this, but I understand.
Disaster will come of it.
I understand there's a spark, and it feels really good to get attention from a younger, hotter woman. Like, I get all that, but what do? I think she's going to leave her boyfriend for you? Do I think you're going to leave your wife? No, and this just isn't going to lead anywhere good. So when you're asking me give me your perspective. Is she just messing with me, having fun or something else? I think it's a little bit of all three of those things. I think that she's, you know, probably messing with you, having fun. She is having fun because it feels good to flirt in the newness of a relationship. And something else could be just maybe she is unhappy in a relationship now, but I don't think she's going to leave him. And I think 20 years is a big age gap and you're married. So I just like kind of start to back off.
You're going to get busted.
You're going to get hurt.
Your wife is going to leave you, take all your money, and you're going to live in a studio apartment. Screw
excuse
that.
Me. And you work together.
And you're not going to get laid by the 20-year-old, and you might lose your job.
Yeah.
Not worth it,
this
dude.
This does not sound good, dude.
Look, if you're going to cheat with some random chick, just fine. Do it. Just don't have the three things that can affect your life, you know? You're going to have maybe a chick with a lawsuit against you if and you lose your job, and you got your wife that would leave you and take probably half your money too.
Right.
Totally screwed.
I'd be careful, but people get caught up in this, like, it feels really good and it's new and it's fresh and the adrenaline of a new relationship. And I get why that's interesting and sexy, but I don't think I'm the one who's here to make it, to give you the foresight.
Yeah.
Right.
And believe me, there's a lot more chicks I want to bone at work, but I can just tell that they're trouble. I can sense it.
Really?
Yeah. So
new
I
ones?
Stay away. Stay away.
That's good. You got to stay with people you work with. Yeah. Emily, I just listened to an old show about labia surgery, and now I'm feeling self-conscious.
Oh, no.
Do I have a weird-looking labia? I've not looked at very many vaginas for comparison, but I don't think mine looks like porn stars. And then Menace said that guys do notice that.
Oh, no.
I probably would never get the surgery, but I have never really thought much about if my labia is ugly, and just got me thinking. I'm a big cyclist, so maybe I would have that excuse to justify it if I need to. Anyway, great shows. Have a wonderful week, Amanda. I don't know that many labias either. Honestly, like, I think your labia is fine. I think there's nothing wrong with your labia. Men like all different kinds of labias, and it doesn't matter what they like. It's a matter of what you're comfortable with, and I'm sure your labia is fine. Do not feel self-conscious about it. Menace did make a derogatory remark about a labia once,
what?
And we've been wreaking havoc on it ever since. But do guys really sit and notice it
no,
that much?
No, and if you're never really going to do anything about it, then you shouldn't really care.
Right. What are you going to do about it?
A guy's not going to have sex with you because of your labia.
Right.
So who cares?
Right. Ugh, labia surgery is just a mistake. I think labias are beautiful. Like, women's bodies are beautiful, and they're all shaped. Every breast looks different. Every vagina, every labia looks different. Penises, God knows they look different.
Yeah. They're
the ones
oddly
I've
shaped.
Oh, my God. There's so many. Okay. So that's what we got for emails today. Amanda, don't worry about your labia. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Okay. Let's get into our – what?
Go ahead. No, I just thought that was funny.
Okay. This is breaking up. How do you break up with somebody? How do you do it? You do not send a text message. You do not do it over the phone if you can avoid it.
Oh, I do it over the phone, yeah.
Well, I think it's good to meet in person too. But if you have to
no.
do it on the phone, but don't just like –
drags on when you meet in person.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So – breakup tips. Here's some breakup tips. So this is how you end your relationship. You know that something's been wrong. So you know what happens. And at least I always think it's really important first to set deadlines for a relationship. So a lot of times, I don't know if you're like me or a lot of people I know, you start getting unhappy with a relationship, but you're not quite ready to end it. So you start thinking, well, I'm not happy, whatever. And then like months and months and sometimes years go by and you're still in the same relationship. You're still with that same person. And I think what you have to start doing when you're having issues, you write down those issues. And you should set a deadline for yourself. And you should say, okay, it's now September 26th. 3 months from now, if I am feeling exactly the same way, you put in your calendar, December 26th. These are the things that I want changed. And if you're not seeing progress, you might be getting closer to the breakup, right? I just think that's an important thing to do because we just tend to lose track and we think someone's going to change and they're not. So this is like more for long-term relationships. And I know that would save me a lot of time because I spent half my relationships when I was younger trying to get out of them and I would just be in them knowing I'm not happy and stay with them for too long. So let's say like you know that it's bad though. You're got there. Like you got to break up with the person, right? So first you decide that you do want to end it. You don't want to put it back on track. So let's say you're ready to end it. I think you got to make a clean break. Remember someone was emailing us, we're on break. What does a break mean? I think break is the wimping way of breaking up.
Of course.
A break is like, oh, maybe we should take a break. It's because you're not quite ready yet. Just do it clean. You're sure you don't want to be this person. You can always get back together. But to be on a break is kind of a wimpy way of breaking up. So just do that. If you decide it's over, you want to start fresh and meet someone compatible, this is a really tough part. Ending it is never going to be fun. There can be confusion, but you really have to say it's over, which is hard to do. Like, I think that I've been guilty of that in the past of saying, like, well, we'll still be friends and maybe we can work it out later. And I just think if you know it's over and you just got to say it.
Yeah, I was definitely in the beginning of going through relationships the biggest pussy when I wanted to break up. I just kind of waited and hoped that they would break up with me, and I would, you know, just kind of.
You're so typical. A lot of men have told me they do that. They're like, I just acted like an asshole.
Yeah, I didn't really do that. I was just kind of standoffish, like didn't really answer messages right away and all that kind of stuff.
You start to do the fade.
But then I got in a really bad relationship where there was arguing all the time, and I hate arguing. I think it's ridiculous.
Right.
And that's where it gave me that attitude. Okay, if you want to break up, just effing break up, dude. You're just gonna waste time in your life opportunities in your life if you just don't say, hey, it's just not really working out.
Right. You got to say it. And I think that relationships shouldn't be that hard at the beginning either. So if you're on these 3 month cycles where you date someone for 3 months, I mean, that's just, if it's hard at the first 3 months or you're fighting, that should be the honeymoon phase. This is something you should end. I just noticed that trend a lot. People are like, just start dating someone and they're having all these issues. And I'm like, first 3 months, you shouldn't be having issues yet. Right?
Yeah. A lot of people also, it's so fast paced these days. People just go out in like 3 days and then they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
I know. Why? Why do people rush into relationships?
Everything is just so heightened with people, the society today where we have the ADD syndrome too. But the only thing is too, I'm afraid when I take it too slow, I also have the missed opportunities. And I'm trying to think, I'm thinking I'm being respectful.
Right.
You know,
by instead not of, asking them for
like,
more.
Oh, hey, you want to go and hook up and go upstairs. And then they kind of like lose interest.
Yeah, women want men to be aggressive. Women want men to be a little more aggressive and be assertive.
Yeah, but I'm being aggressive and I'm asking you out. But just like when we're around, I'm trying to be more respectful than trying to get in your pants right away. And then
you're waiting too long to get in their pants.
I think so, too.
At least try to make out with them right away. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Sometimes you wait on that too, you said.
Yes.
Yes.
But I mean, I didn't wait as long as I did before.
Oh, good.
I've had a girlfriend
better.
Before where I didn't even like kiss her for like a week after we were
really?
Already together.
And you were already going together? How old were you?
I was in like my 20s. Or
okay.
Like back in my pussy days.
Slow progress. Progress, not perfection, though. It's fine.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I think it's so much tougher these days to date than back before. Because so many people have so many – we talked about this before. You date people in your town.
Right.
You know? There wasn't the internet where you even had more options. It was just the people that were around you.
Right. There's so many – right. There's so many more
now
options.
Now you find a girl like you're really into, but like, oh, man, there's this other girl over on Facebook that lives 30 minutes away from me. Maybe I want to go have coffee with her too. And suddenly everyone's a player.
Right.
You know?
Everyone is a player and everyone's dating a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, and it seems like, yeah, because there are more options and there are more opportunities if you're on a dating website. There's like every day there's new people. So, okay. So if you want to end it, you got to be really direct. This is not the time to be ambiguous and to be wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. Like don't leave a post-it and don't whatever. But like say it. Say, you know, just too many women are thinking like, or men, they're like, I don't want to hurt the feelings. I'm going to just kind of be wishy-washy, and I just say, like, be direct and get out of it and tell them what's up. Tell them what the issue is.
Why do women not believe me when I go for the direct approach?
What do you mean?
They just don't believe it.
What do you say? It's over?
Yeah.
Can I have my key back to my house?
Yeah, I'm just not going to happen.
Is that what you say?
And they don't believe it.
They really don't?
They don't believe it. It's weird because maybe they're not used to that directive approach.
Maybe, but I think it's much better. Like say things like, things aren't working out now, but it doesn't mean I'll always feel that way. Don't say that. Don't say like, it's not now, but maybe later. Like just be direct and end it. The more humane the thing is, just say it straight. Don't disguise what you mean. Because if you say things aren't working out now, but there might be a chance for later, he or she's walking away with all they're going to hear is, oh, there's a chance for later. So I think it's good to say we're done and do it. Where to break the news? Do it at a place that's comfortable for both of you. Don't have him come to your apartment or you go to his apartment because there's like you'll have sex probably or something like that. Yeah. And you're trying to end it. So it can be like, you know, take somewhere quiet, steer clear of restaurants. It's kind of hard to finish. I remember my friend dumped some girl right before the meal came and she was like, could you have waited until after we ate to dump me? Like, she lost her appetite. She was really upset. So restaurants are bad. Like, try to sit outside in a park maybe. What?
Girl starts crying.
Yeah.
And then just you feel like a dick because you got to leave them crying.
Right. then you
Why do you guys cry so much?
I've never cried.
Never cried on a breakup? That's a freaking lie.
No, I've never been broken up with, but I've broken up with people.
Oh.
But I.
So no one's ever broken up with you?
No.
Oh, I can't wait till that day. You're gonna
I know.
Devastated.
I think it's going to be good for me. I actually think it's going to be a really good learning experience, and I'll be crushed and really upset.
A
I'm
reality
sure.
check?
Yeah. But probably, I think, I'm trying to think. When I was 16, I got my heart broken by someone.
That's what, I want to find that guy. That's the guy that made you crazy.
He died.
He died?
But not because he broke up with me.
Probably.
Years ago he died. Sad. Okay. Tell the person what went wrong.
Did you like, dance on his grave?
No, I still loved him. I loved him for years still after. I was so crushed. I literally think that that might have shaped me for men. Like, I really was like.
Did you do a backflip on his grave?
No, I was sad he died. He died like 10, when he was like 30. What?
Did you try to dig him up and then hug him and keep him in
your bed? No, no. He lived in San Francisco too when I moved here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You followed him.
No, I didn't.
You
even know
followed him.
I did not follow.
You?
I did not follow him. I did not follow
liar.
Him.
Liar!
I did not follow him.
Liar!
It was a coincidence.
Coincidence.
He was my one friend here when I moved here, but it was just we never hooked up. And then
this
he was
the
really
guy
into
that,
me.
The guy
when
that
I was 16, he
with.
Broke my heart. When I was 21, he wanted to get back together and be together, and I was not into it. It was 5 years later. It was like life had moved on. Yeah. There you go.
You followed the guy out here. The true story comes out.
I did not. I didn't know anybody when I moved here. And then I heard later that he was living out here.
Uh-huh.
And I was.
How did you not know that?
I lost track of him. He was older. I don't know. I really didn't. It was kind of funny.
Okay.
Okay. So we're to break the news. We know. Okay. Tell him what went wrong. You guys didn't work, but hopefully he can learn or she can learn from his mistakes. It removes the element of ambiguity. So, like, you're leaving because he doesn't do anything for you, for example, or he doesn't pull his weight. He's inconsiderate of your feelings, or she, I'm saying he, but he's unsupportive of your career. He demeans you in public. Whatever the reasons, you should tell him what they are. This isn't so this you could be vindictive, but especially if you're breaking up with a guy, he's not a mind reader. He doesn't know what's wrong. You should tell him. Don't you kind of want to know? Do you want to know if a girl's like we're over? Do you want to know what went wrong?
I should know what's wrong.
Don't you think that you kind of, yeah, you kind of want to know?
Yeah. If it just out of the blue, most likely she wants to hook up with another guy. But, yeah, I would kind of want to know.
Right? But not, like, not stuff that's, like, personality flaws or traits. Like, I don't think you want to, like, rip him down. But I think it's just, like, this is the thing. You should mostly do it from the I perspective. Like, I felt like I wasn't getting this from you, and this is what I needed. It's not like you're a bad person and you're whatever. Like, it's not a time to get angry. It's time just to be honest and be like, this wasn't working for me.
What about if it was sexual performance?
That is a tough one because they never men will never recover from that if you tell them that it's like.
What do you do in that situation?
If you have bad sexual performance, I would say first I hope that you try to work on it because a lot of times you can work on sexual issues in a relationship. You absolutely can. You can make sex better all the time. You just have to work on it. You could buy this book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. It's my new book. 200 things. You just need to try one of them. Like, you can spice up your sex life. But if it doesn't ever get spiced up and you're not into him sexually, I don't think you need to tell him that.
I have a DVD that you can make. Another million-dollar idea that I'm throwing
okay.
out there.
Oh, God.
You can make a film, a documentary, where they do every single thing in one night.
They'd be exhausted.
Hey, I'm sure you can find something.
I should do a documentary of me doing everything because I'm going to.
In one night.
You'd need a lot of nights, I think, to do these things. Because these are really, like, cool things. Okay, be adult about the breakup. Don't tell him it's over by introducing him to your new man or having one of your friends or family members do it. Just be adult. Be mature about it. This person's going to be in your life. What comes around goes around. It's a small world. Just be adult about it. And then wrap it up. Relationships fail, but that does not mean you're a failure. If you end a relationship, everyone's like, oh, I'm sorry. I feel like every relationship, it happens for a reason. Everyone's in your life for a reason. They are not failures. It's just something that did not work out. That does not mean it's a failure. It just means that it wasn't right for you at the time. Happiness should be your life's goal, and a good relationship factors into the equation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I got to say about breaking out. It's beautiful. It's epic. That's what we got time for today.
It is.
Yeah. What a great show. So much fun. I feel so peppy.
Good. We, we're at the Stitcher studio. So if you guys didn't hear the part of the show where we talk about Stitcher, we talk about them every day because they're nice enough to let us use their studios. So go to STITCHER.com or go to the Android market on your mobile phone or the App Store. It's free. They don't pay us to tell you that.
No, they don't. They just let us use their studio and eat their nuts.
Yeah, you eat all their food and drink all their sodas. Not me. But anyways, download it. And then once you download the app, you can search Sex with Emily and you can listen to the show on your mobile device.
And there's 10 minutes free every day or you become a Friends Benefits member, which we really appreciate your support of the show and everyone who becomes a Friends Benefits member.
And the biggest thing ever is I emailed you the photo of the me and the Tinky Winky outfit.
We're going to post it on the website.
You're going to post it up on the website.
Don and Don. Kelsey's going to get it going. Okay, everyone.
But don't think I'm a furry now.
I was thinking that too. You are a furry.
I'm not having
sex. Honey, that's
what
I'm going to say underneath it. What do you think I'm going to say? I got the photo now. I can leave you whatever I want.
Oh, okay. It doesn't show my face. See, that's the key. Never show your face.
Never show your face in a fuzzy outfit. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.